You are listening to Inverse Autasky, the Atari 8-Bit Productivity Podcast, Season 7, Episode 2. Overview.
Hello and welcome back. This episode features Data Manager XL. This software is touted as a combination database and word processor with a lot of features. Version 2.31 is examined here. A blurb from Antic magazine, November of 1988, from Antic's The Catalog, reads, "Here's a flexible, integrated database manager, mini word processor that's easy to use. Highly flexible features include color-coded files, program handles up to 100 fields, indexable categories, each field as large as 120 characters. Quickly make changes with easy add and delete options. Print custom reports from existing files. An index manager function allows sorting and file rebuilding. Use with compatible Atari Writer and or Word Magic for mail merge, form letters, or other letter list processing needs. A special tools manager section features database diagnostics and utilities, plus a disk drive speed checker. How-to instructions are complete and detailed." The publisher here is Antic Publishing, and I've talked about them in the past. Essentially, this is the APX program, or Atari Program Exchange, reborn under Antic's purveyorship.
News.
I forgot to mention this in the last episode. I wanted to tell you some of the things I did get done on the 8-bit over the past year. The biggest was an update to my Action Library, which has text mode windowing, menu and input controls to make building modernish applications much easier. I was working on a Figlet program and ran into a size issue with Action in general. This prompted me to convert the library into C using CC65. I wrote very nice API documents for both of them, and upon announcing this on Atari Age, user Amrock converted it to Mad Pascal, and I created the API document for that as well. There is a demo program and a stub program for each variant, and my library now exists for Action, C, and Pascal, so take your pick. I'm really happy about how these turned out, and I have them shared on GitHub if anybody is interested. There will be links in the show notes for those that are. So over this time, I got most of the Figlet program converted from Action over into C, and then I needed to convert Action's Player Missile Toolkit over to C to finish it off. The Action version does some really neat things with the Player Missile graphics, and I really want to finish this program. I ran out of time and or steam, and I've only gotten partway through the Player Missile conversion. I'll return to it when I get a chance at some point. I've been kind of busy on FujiNet stuff at the moment. In the last episode, I had been out of practice producing content, and I think I went a little too deep or instructional. For those that are less interested in the actual instruction of a program, I apologize for that. Onward, I'm going to focus more on each program's features and what they do versus how to do them. I'll continue to describe what the screens look like, as I believe it helps paint a picture, so to speak, and I feel this methodology offers better insight into the programs being examined. For those that do perform more instruction, I apologize for that. However, I may on occasion dive into some instruction if I feel it's warranted to get an explanation across.
Technical data.
Data Manager XL was released in 1985 under Antic Publishing. It was programmed by William Bartlett. It does require BASIC, but portions of it are written in assembly. It was supplied on disk, which was part number APO129. It required 48K of memory, but also states that it requires an XL, so I would say 64K of memory. And the price in 1988, not 1985, was $19.95. That price today was $51.31. As for the manual, there was an electronic version included on the flip side of the disk. You have a choice of printing it or displaying it on the screen one partial page at a time. Most Antic published programs had this electronic documentation mechanism, so it should look familiar. It's compatible with any Atari printer and most third-party printers as well. The packaging is similar to that of other Antic published titles, with the color graphic folding cardboard disc sleeve. At the top left corner on the front is a blue rectangle with the program title, author, the productivity icon, and a small blurb that reads, "Finally, a flexible, full-featured database." On the bottom of the sleeve cover is the catalog's logo emblazoned across at a slight angle, and at an opposing angle just above it, there is a small purple square with white text that reads, "For the Atari XL XE."
Usage notes.
First, a few features that are notable and worth mentioning. All commands can be selected using a joystick or the keyboard, including the console keys. And for this, player missile graphics are used to aid the selection process. We'll talk about that later. The text area uses vertical fine scrolling. This was an XL feature and generally slows scrolling programs down a bit. The modules are color-coded, so you can quickly recognize which one you're using. And this next one's a big one. The number of records in a database is limited only by the space on the diskette. You can have a maximum of 20 fields in a database, and each of these is limited to 120 characters and allows for free-form entry. Each record cannot exceed 1,000 bytes, though. Full and partial indexing is supported, and you can also create a new database from a subset of records in another. Field data is changed in place on the disk, which aids in speed. There are some limitations to this, though. The edited size cannot exceed the original size. It supports default values for fields. This is great for inputting things like dates. It has customized reporting, and it has integrated mail merge with Atari Writer or Word Magic. Databases are editable, meaning you can add and delete fields at any time, so the structure is not locked in, and a database diagnostic utility is provided as well. After a brief splash screen at boot, the main screen uses a custom display list. At the top in Graphics 2 is the title Data Manager XL. The color rotates through the rainbow on this line. The next line is in Graphics 1, and it displays the name of the module that you're in gray text. If you're on the main menu, it will have Main Menu centered. The next four lines are in Graphics 0 and show the database status. On the left side are disk stats, and on the right are file stats. The top line has a column markers representing disk and file over the stats on the left and right hand sides, and the word status centered in the middle. The three lines below the disk column header are drive number, free number, and maximum keys, or max keys. On the file side, you have file number, records, and keys. Then there's a little magic that they use. There is a graphics 0 line with a graphics either 6 or 7 line above and below it. This line contains the currently active menu. The neat thing here is the menu has a bar for the selection, which is implemented as a player missile. Or I guess, more aptly, just a player. Pressing select changes the options, and it moves from left to right with a wraparound, and when it goes past the last option is when it wraps over to the first one. Pressing start activates the currently highlighted option. The remainder of the screen is Graphics 0, and this is where you interact with your data. The overall screen format doesn't change throughout the program's modules. The main menu module has all the Graphics 0 screen elements with a gray background and light white text. The main menu consists of five items. Those options are data. This is referred to as the Data Manager module. This is where you add, edit, and delete records. Index. This is referred to as the Index Manager module. This is where you define keys and build your index. Print. This is referred to as the Print Manager module. This is where you print reports and form letters. File. This is referred to as the File Manager module. This is where you create and delete database files and also where you add and remove fields from a database. And last, you have tools. This is referred to as the Tools Manager module. This is where you can format new data disks and transfer DML, diskette mailing list, files into Data Manager Excel. As a convenience, the lower portion of the screen contains help text telling you what each of these modules is for. This only appears on the main menu, though. When booting the program with the data disk in the second drive, it will scan for any data files. If there's only one on the disk, it will show the description in the lower portion of the screen, and the menu bar will have yes, no, or cancel options, with yes being highlighted. If you say yes, it loads that data file. If you say no, it shows the next file on the disk, with the same menu prompt. Here's a breakdown of what each main menu option is and what it does, and its submenu options. Note that each menu has a done or cancel option as well, even though I'm not going to mention them. The data menu. This module has a dark blue background for the graphics zero areas of the screen, and you have sub-options which are add, this is where you add records to your database, edit, this is where you edit records in the database, and you have to search for the one you want, then edit it. You cannot edit a field to be longer than it was originally, which is kind of a bummer. This is problematic if you miss a letter and need to insert it. And last, you have delete. This, of course, allows you to remove records from the database. Again, you search for the one you want to remove, or the ones that you want to remove, and then delete them. The next main menu option is index. This module has a dark orange or brown background for the graphic zero areas of the screen. The first option is sort. This option lets you create an index, and you can have only one index, but you can change it at any time. There's a rebuild option. This option rebuilds the index. This is convenient if you have deleted records. And the last option is partial. This lets you create a new database from a subset of the current one, and it's based on search criteria that you specify. The next menu option is print. This module has a green background for the graphic zero areas of the screen. The text color is kind of a greenish yellow. There are two options here. The first is browse. This is where you can view your data. The menu is kind of funky, so read the manual. Essentially, you have to enter a search term that will match on the current index key. Then you can skip through records that match and have the ability to print each one. The second option is print, and this allows you to print all the records in your database. You can print in any of the report formats that you have previously defined. The next menu option is file. This module has a green background for the graphic zero areas of the screen, just like print does. But maybe it's a slightly different green, but it's pretty close. The text color, however, is light green instead of greenish yellow. This has a few options as well. The first one is create. This is where you create files, whether it be databases, forms, or reports. A convenient cancel option allows you to return to the main menu. When creating fields, you can name them with spaces and punctuation and upper and lower case. Delete is the next option, and this is where you can delete any of the files, databases, forms, or reports. You'll be shown matching files in succession to select from, similar to how the program scans for databases at boot. Next is edit, and this allows you to edit a database. It will produce an error if you don't currently have a database loaded, so load one first. And the last option is redef. And here's where you can add and remove fields. This is basically a redefinition of the database. And again, if you don't have a database loaded, it will produce an error. And the last menu option is tools. This module also has a green background for the graphic zero areas of the screen, and it has a slightly different color than the print and file modules for the text. In this case, it's a little brighter green. The first option here is status. This displays the statistics on the open database, and you have the option to print those out as well. Next is pack. This reclaims space in the database, and it does this by removing records marked for deletion. It doesn't rebuild the index automatically that I can tell though, so you'll need to use the rebuild index from the other menu. Next is Expur. This allows you to transfer DML files in. DML files are the data files for the diskette mailing list program, also available from APX or Antic, also by this author. And last is Format. This allows you to format a disk and, as a bonus, allows you to do a speed or RPM check on the drive. Throughout the usage here, I never found where I could use this as a mini word processor as touted. The only possible exception is they're considering the use of the mail merge. All right, let's talk about files for a minute. This program is compatible with Atari DOS 2.0S, which is on the disk. And aside from DOS and dupsys, the following files appear: autorun.sys, boot.obj, boot, dmxl menu, dmxl data, dmxl indx, dmxl prnt, dmxl file, dmxl tool, data.1, index.1, and desc.1. Data.1 is a sample database and it contains one record, which is the author's address and phone number. Index.1 is an index to that sample database. It's partially binary with the index key value in ASCII format, so it's plain readable. And description.1 or desc.1, this is a catalog description of the sample database. It contains two numbers, and I'm not sure what the first number represents, but the second one looks like it is the number of fields. Following that, it has one line which contains the database description, then a line for each field name. On a data disk, you will have other files as well, such as rept.1. Rept are report files. The file extension marries all the like data together, but reports don't seem to be tied to that definition, as you can have multiple reports per database. In other words, data, index, and DESC files will all share the same extension, such as .1, which indicates that they're all part of the same database. Whereas you could have a report.1 and a report.2 and a report.3 all for that same database. On the documentation disk, Atari DOS 2.0S is present without dupe.sys, and this is the flip side of your diskette. Other files on the disk include font.set, which is a custom font for the title and menu screen, and doc.000 through doc.007. These are all various sizes, and they are the documentation for the program.
Fun factoids.
First, the catalog advertisement in the Antic November 1988 magazine has a red diamond stamped on it with limited stock verbiage. And I'm not sure how you can have limited stock for a program that is copyable at will. Second, Matthew, the author, also authored APX diskette mailing list, part number APX 20112, as I previously mentioned, and as such, he built in a lot of compatibility with that DML program. And there's a transfer function in the tools module to assist. In a lot of ways, Data Manager XL is an improved version of diskette mailing list. One thing it lacks is the ability to print labels 2-wide and 3-wide across the page, but there's a workaround using the word processor to tab in or set the left margin and then rerunning the labels through the printer. One thing that DMXL gained was the ability to total on numeric fields on reports.
Summary.
Data Manager XL is a program that touts a lot of features. One that seemed a little silly is the ability to use a joystick to navigate the menu. It's much quicker to keep your hands on the keyboard rather than reach for an input device and then return back to the keyboard. Luckily, the joystick controls are replicated through the use of the console keys. Even the manual states that this is inconvenient to use. Eliminating the code to implement this joystick control could free up some precious memory. The program itself isn't the most intuitive to use. After spending some time with it exploring the features, I couldn't bring myself to enter a massive amount of data. Part of the problem is the data input process. While it's not horrible, it's not ideal either. You can only see one field at a time. If your record has many fields and your data has many similar values, say season number and episode number or publisher, you can get lost on where you are in the data entry process, especially if you have to turn away for any distraction. This could be somewhat mitigated if more of the fields were displayed on the screen concurrently, with the title, statistics section, and menu taking up a full 8 plus graphic zero lines of the screen, it's apparent why single fields are displayed during the entry. There just isn't enough room to do a decent job, especially if you have a lot of fields. Even in my small database, 4 fields would have been a tight fit in that lower portion of the screen. So while the status section gives you at-a-glance useful information, I never found myself looking at it. I think this would have been better located in the Tools menu and displayed when the user requests it. That would free up full 4 lines of the screen. Shrinking the program title from Graphics 2 to Graphics 1 would free up an additional line. Eliminating that title line altogether would free up 2 full lines. It's a static line and only the color changes. And I'm pretty sure I can remember what program I inserted and am running. It's not like modern operating systems where we run multiple programs concurrently. Another issue I struggled with is the menu. It's a neat and somewhat unique feature in that it uses a player missile-shaped bar to highlight the current menu selection, but there's always a but, right? But it moves slowly, and when changing menus between functions, its position is not reset to the first option, so sometimes it's on an empty selection, and way too often you have to cycle across the menu to get where you want to be. That said, I didn't try the joystick control, which may let you navigate backwards, so I don't know there. Still having to grab a joystick to move is similar to having to grab a mouse for a selection on a modern program. It's inefficient and kind of a pet peeve of mine. Keyboard shortcuts are where it's at. One thing that was really slick was the ability to create a multi-key index using full or partial keys. I've not seen that in many database programs of this era, and especially on the 8-bit. When searching with indexes, you have to remember the structure you defined when entering criteria. It doesn't tell you the index field name, only key 1, key 2, etc. The indexes are used extensively during editing and deleting. Just make sure you remember the structure of the index. You might have to make a note somewhere for reference. Creating an index is easy, although it simply asks for each key by field number, not its name, so you may also want to keep a note of the database structure somewhere. Reporting was somewhat of a strong point with Data Manager XL, and while there weren't as many configuration options as some other programs, there were enough to handle most tasks the home user would throw at it, especially if you consider the mail merge integration it offers. You can define as many reports as you like for a database, which is nice if you want to print data in different sort sequences. For example, if I want to see a list of Inversitaski episodes by publisher, I would want that column first, the farthest left. Similarly, if the sort was on season and episode, I would want those fields farthest left. You can also set the desired width of each column, but they cannot be smaller than the field name's size itself. So if the field season has 2 characters for the field size, the minimum reporting size is 6 because there are 6 letters in the word season. Some careful crafting of the database structure could be in order if you want to maximize your printer space and have a lot of fields. The tools functions were adequate for the program's needs. The bonus of having a diskette speed routine was probably not needed and maybe could have saved a bit more memory if omitted. I would rather have seen a disk directory function in its place. And while we're talking about saving memory in the program, it's noteworthy to mention that each of the modules is its own program, and the largest ones are only about 12K. So there's still quite a bit of memory to work with, so saving a few hundred bytes and some code isn't that big a deal unless you're entering records, in which that could offer you a greater index size. So only in the data and index modules might that be important. One thing I noticed while using it was error trapping is handled pretty gracefully. The screen display is typically changed to red for the graphic zero areas of the screen. The arrow will be displayed in the lower section, and a prompt is displayed to press start to continue or, in some instances, begin again. The program doesn't give a great description of the error, but does tell you what the error number is and what line number it occurred on. Perhaps this is written in compiled BASIC. What did I like about this program? There's a couple things. First, if two disk drives are present, the program will default to the second one for your data. No need to tell it. And it keeps you informed of the amount of disk free space at any given time. And second, and this is perhaps my favorite part, is the ability to create multi-key indexes with either full or partial field values. This is a unique and powerful feature for this time on this platform. And what did I dislike about it? The list here is a little bit longer. First, there are no computed fields. So you can't, for example, create a total field out of two other fields for any given record. Next, there are no DOS functions except for format. As mentioned, a disk directory at minimum would have been a great addition. The next item is kind of trivial, but the program description touts color-coded modules, but then essentially uses the same color on three of those. I've seen color-coded modules in other programs, and the Atari has an ample color palette. It would have been nice to see more differentiation. And last, there's too much wasted screen real estate. Almost half the screen is devoted to menus and stats and titles. From a 1985 perspective, would I use it? I don't think I would use this in 1985 unless I used mail merge a lot with a lot of different data sources. That might be the program's strongest selling feature, is that integration. From a retro perspective, would I use it? No. While I like the multi-key and partial field indexing scheme, overall program usage is a bit too tedious and inefficient. As for the bit rating, my gut tells me a 6 is about right. Maybe I'm being a little too critical. And I'm thinking about others that I've reviewed, and this comes close to those that are better, but it's not quite there. And is definitely better than APX Data Management System from the last episode. So, 6 bits it is.
Special thanks.
I want to give some special thanks this time to Atari Mania for hosting, or rather archiving, all these titles and imagery where possible. If you haven't been to the utilities section for Atari Mania on the 8-bit, you should go check it out. There's a lot of programs there. I also want to thank you for listening and providing support. And I need to thank WizWars for the intro music.
Contact information.
If you're interested in following me to find out what I'm doing, you can follow me on Mastodon with @inversatasky@techhub.social. You can also follow me on Twitter, but that account is not really active anymore. And you can reach me via email with inversatasky@icloud.com. And if you're crafty, you can find me on some BBSs. See you guys out there. It would have been nice to see more differentiation.
Goodbye.